Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm going to pass away. R.I.P. Dallas. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the Goodish Girls, guys. My name is Dallas, and we have a very special guest. We have Mr. Anthony Palmini, the voice of Kingfisher, Carrion, many other characters within Quicksilver, and also Rassan from the dramatized version of ACOTAR. Welcome to our show.
All true. Happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I'm trying to fangirl professionally, so we're doing great over here.
Doing great. You're doing great.
It's amazing. So thank you for being on our show. Okay, so you were the voice in Quicksilver, and now yes. You're doing the bonus chapters, which are coming out, which I love Quicksilver with all my heart, but the bonus chapters are my Roman Empire. I think about them all the time. So I cannot wait. We actually are releasing tonight at midnight our deep dive into the bonus chapters.
Oh, wow.
So when I heard that you were recording them and releasing them, dreams are coming true. I didn't know that was a thing that would be happening. So it was a wonderful surprise. But I do want to kind of step back just a little bit and get to know you a little bit and sure. audiobook narration, because I feel like it's such an underrated thing. And I feel like you guys do such a wonderful job. And I want to kind of bring it to light a little bit and appreciate you guys, because especially with this book, Quicksilver, there has never been a book where when I recommend it to somebody, I'm like, you can read it, but you should just listen to it. Right. And there's never been someone that's talking to me and recommending a book where they're like, maybe don't just read it. Maybe just listen to it first, because you did such a wonderful job at bringing those characters to life. Made you want to get into this? How did audiobook narration find you?
It definitely found me, because I didn't even think about it. I was trying. Early in my career, I was doing a lot of comedy stuff. I was doing improv, live stage improv, and then doing just a lot of that stuff. And then I decided to get into voice acting. Mm-hmm. And by chance, someone had posted, I think it was on Twitter, that they were opening their voice roster for graphic audio. And I was like, I'll submit there. I've never done audiobook. Sure, why not? And then the way that they were doing it was more like a play. It was more like, you know, their slogan is a movie in your mind. And so there was, you know, not just one narrator, but the characters. There was different voice actors for the characters. So that way it did feel more like a movie in your mind.
Right.
And so that was my introduction to audiobooks in that kind of, even in that genre, because the first ones that I got were still kind of sci-fi, still kind of not in the romantic-y genre, any of that stuff. And then by chance, I had put my hat in for Resand, not knowing anything about that.
And like then, ACOTAR at all in it, or any of that series?
I didn't know anything about that. Anything
wild.
About that. And so they were like, wow, we really would love for you to play this part. And I was like, great. And I didn't even look at it. I was just like, all right, when I get the book, I'll deep dive into the book. I'll know what my character is. I know what I have to do. But other than that, didn't research any of the popularity of it, anything of that, which I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it might have been overwhelming. People are very serious about
ACOTAR. Oh, yeah.
It was very serious.
It wasn't until after it was released where the director was like, so did you see the good reviews? And I was like, oh, yeah, let me check it out. And then I kind of went down a little rabbit hole. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, it's iconic. And your voice on there is also iconic. Right. And I mean, same thing for Quicksilver too. Like you, your voice is viral all the time. is that overwhelming for you now that you've been at it for a while, or is it still new, or are you pretty used to it? Like hearing your voice on TikTok, or do you hear your voice on TikTok? Does it ever pop up on your phone?
It does. Sometimes it does. I'm like, oh, wait, that's me.
Hold on. I know
Hold on a second. I know that voice. That's a funny video. And wait, that's my voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't feel overwhelmed. I think I'm just not like, it doesn't compute in that way yet, mm-hmm. where I'm just like, I understand it. I'm super grateful that I was able to bring these characters to life and do them justice.
Right.
But it doesn't get to the point where I'm just like, this is too much, or there really is no pressure per se, because for everything that I've chosen, I try to stick close to what I feel, looking at the character, what I can bring. And so I'm never like comparing myself to anybody. Although yeah. sometimes it does happen where I'm just like, what other male audiobook narrators are there? And I'm like super like, oh man, that's really good. I don't know if I can do that. But then I'm like, well, but that's their style. Everybody has mm-hmm. their voice. So just super grateful. Like every time somebody posts something or does something talking about my performance, I'm just like, this is crazy.
It's so a little crazy. Surreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you do an amazing job. So, and they're going to keep sharing it. They're going to keep going viral. And even when the bonus chapters come out and Brimstone comes out, it's going to get even further, I'm sure. I have zero doubt in my mind.
I hope. Yeah.
Zero doubt. That's amazing. Are you a big reader outside of recording?
What's funny is that I was when I was like in high school and younger, mm-hmm. but then I took a break. And then now I'm sort of a reader based off of my job, because I'm doing so many audiobooks now that mm-hmm. I'm reading these books and I'm just like, wow, I've really taken time off and just reading it again. I'm like, yeah, I should really start reading other stuff that I've yeah. probably missed out on. So now it's kind of getting me into that. But mm-hmm. even then, like work-wise, I'm jumping from one to the other that I'm like, I would love to. Nope, gotta read this book now. Gotta learn right. this book now. So
did you read Quicksilver, or did you just record it?
So
like,
what's good is that they kind of give us like an overall idea of what the book is, mm-hmm. and I like to read the book as I'm recording. So I'll read the first chapter, kind of get an idea of what it is that the characters are and where mm-hmm. we're going. And then I'll go back and I'll start recording, just so I know, oh, okay, this is going to happen. So I know mm-hmm. that I have to get ready for the stuff, especially when I'm doing the other voices as well. Cause it's like Carrion and Kingfisher are very different characters. Mm-hmm. So I try to just, you know, when I read the chapter, I'm like, okay, that's going to happen. He's going to say that. Oh, that'll be nice if I kind of say it this way. And then, yeah. okay, this is happening with this character. Okay, when I go back, I'll do that. So
that makes sense. So when you're reading that chapter and you're recording it, is it, so are you Kingfisher for one moment and then you're Carrion for the next moment and then back and forth? Or are you recording all of Kingfisher's lines and then a separate recording all of Carrion's lines? What's easier for you?
I go back and forth. I love just like playing that one, bouncing off one character.
Wow. Do you ever accidentally switch character voices for the line and
all
have to like go back and redo
all the
it?
Because I'll be like, okay, oh no, that makes sense. Yeah, he would never say that. Why am I doing that in that voice? So
that's hilarious. I like, yeah, Kingfisher's like, did you see that smoking hot blonde?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. That'd be Carrion.
That's Carrion. So wait funny. A minute. Yeah.
So you said that you kind of got into this. It kind of found you a little bit. We hadn't yeah. read ACOTAR. So you, like the Plated Prisoner series, did you reach out to that? Did they reach out to you for that? Because that's a big series as well. It's a big book.
Yeah, that was another one that they liked what I did. And they sent me kind of like an idea of what the whole story arc was. And I was like, oh, man, that sounds super interesting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And same thing. I just started reading it as I was going and kind of, you know, seeing all the twists and turns, I'm like, wow, this is really good as we were going through book to book.
Yeah, that's awesome. So another question I had is, when you are given these books, are you told what accent each character will have in advance? Or is that something that you and the author kind of decide on? So like when you're reading Quicksilver, I would never in my life thought Renfis sounded how he sounds. But then when you are listening to the book, you're like, oh, look at this wonderful accent that this character has. And it's such a huge part of his character that even when I read it now, I only read it in his voice, your voice, right? So do you know in advance?
I think for that one, I think that was a note that they were like, let's try this. Let's try to give this type of accent. I don't think that there was a book where I just gave an accent unless they gave me free range to. Like there's some books where they're like, you can put this type of accent on it. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be up to me if I'm like, okay, we're in like fifth chapter. I've done like seven male voices. I don't want this character to sound the same. And I could probably, you know, add a little accent to it. But for that one in particular, I think it was they told me that was the accent that that I could try for if I could do it. And I was like, all right, I tried it.
And you did a great job. 10 out of 10. 5 stars.
Thank you.
So no, we Alyssa and I love Renfist. And in our previous episodes, like I think we talk about you at least once in every episode. And every time we bring up Renfist, we bring up like his amazing, like his voice and his accent and how sweet he is. So, and the character alone as well. So thank you for bringing that. Thank you for bringing Renfist to life for us. He's very special.
Oh yeah. I love Renfist.
Is there any dream roles or like dream characters that you have in mind? If not, I have some suggestions, but I want to see yours. Alyssa and I were talking about the other day and I was like, you know what? I want to hear this voice. So do you have any?
I don't have a particular one. I think I just really like challenging myself. Like I love books where they give me multiple characters because, again, I think it's the improv background where I love to play scenes where I'm really two different characters.
Yeah.
How I can keep that going, how I can be a silly character, a sinister character, a hero, an anti-hero. Like, if I can do all of that in a book, I eat that up. I'm like, yes, give me more of that. So I don't think that there's a particular... Well, I, you know, growing up, I was a big fan of Superman. So if I ever get to do like a Superman voice
definitely.
Or a Superman type character, that would be
amazing. Nice. You could totally do that. I don't know. Because you know the ACOTAR area. Did you go any further into that series as far as like reading, as far as like Crescent City, things like that?
So I think just for time, I was trying to get into it. But then again, they had called me to do, I don't know if this is spoilers, but there are some... He does come into one of those books, Resand.
Mm-hmm, he sure does. Yeah. No, I think most people who listen to our podcast have listened to that.
I just want to make sure. Yeah.
And that was going to be kind of my line. It's like in Crescent City, Resand goes into there in the third book. Yeah. But I think that you would bring Hunt Athalar to life or Rune Danon to life, which are two very like big, like book boyfriend, shadow daddy characters that are in those books. And I don't know. Other people, your producers are listening, whatever, but we're requesting you to be those two characters. That's my dream for you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I think you would do a great job. And I don't think they have a dramatized version of that yet,
Not yet. I don't think so.
You should submit that because I think that you would be fabulous at it. You could be more than one character in that, right? Because you could still be Resand, and then you could do other things well. And there's a lot of like really good other characters on there that you would do a great job with.
Oh, I had to check that out. Thank you.
It would be amazing. More dreams coming true one day. Don't worry. So my other question is, so it's you, and then in Quicksilver specifically, it's Stella Bloom. Do you work with her at all? Are you guys working together? Are you separate the entire time? Is there like any conversation at all about how the line should be portrayed together?
So we record separately. I record in my home studio. She records at her home studio as well.
Okay.
I think our Podium is really good at kind of getting all the material that we need as far as like, where are we going to go with this? How are we matching up? And so if there's ever a moment where, you know, we're kind of coming up to something, we could always email each other and be like, hey, what do you think about this chapter? Or what are we going to do for that specific moment? We're kind of good with doing things separately, but having it sound like we're not.
It sounds like you guys are in the same room together, right? Like standing side by side.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. What an amazing talent to have. What was your favorite character to voice that was not Kingfisher? Because we all know that Kingfisher is like the favorite, but in that book specifically, who did you really resonate with?
Oh, resonate. Okay. I was going to say a fun one was, what is his name? Is it Archer?
Oh my gosh.
Small sprite.
Okay. Archer is, we love that little fire sprite. Yeah. He can do zero wrong. Poor little man has anxiety on fetal position all the time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He amazing.
He was fun because, you know, by the time we got to that chapter, you know, I was like, okay, I was reading, I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun kind of different flavor of character to voice. Mm-hmm. And I also had fun with Carrion. Carrion is just so fun to play that type of character who is just quick-witted and just, you know, trouble is going to start when he's around. So I really liked bringing his character to life.
Oh, well. That's amazing. I love that. We do a lot of speculating and theorizing on our podcast over here. And so we're trying to figure out, obviously, what's going to happen in Brimstone. Mm-hmm. Because of the bonus chapters, which, again, our episode's releasing tonight at midnight. So it's our deep dive into the bonus chapter. So if you haven't read them, please go read them.
Yes.
So you know what we're talking about. But we think that obviously there's going to be dragons in the next book. And I know you have not received the book, so you don't, there's no secrets that you have to tell us, which is fine. But we think there's going to be dragons. And so our hope is that Carrion's going to talk to a dragon. And I wonder what he would say to said dragon.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it would be real sassy. And I think he would probably ask to ride the dragon, but if you have any thoughts on what Carrion might say,
that
you can tell us.
Amazing. That would be amazing. Even in the bonus chapters, there is this moment where I don't want to spoil it, but there is this interaction between, I guess we can say that, right? There's an interaction.
Yeah, the bonus chapters are out. They are online. We are going to post it. We have them in the show notes that on the episode we're posting tonight. And then the audio version of that does come out July 1st. So yes, you can say all things bonus chapters. Let's talk about it.
So the interaction that he has with Kingfisher and Carrion when they have the interaction with each other is just like, I'm like, oh my God, I want more of these scenes because it's just so funny to have like one very serious and brooding character and the other character just like, you know, so did you bring me boots? Like, you know, like.
Like you have to take a bath.
Yeah. So I love that interaction. And so, you know, we'll see what that brings for Brimstone and
yeah. I think he's gonna find his boots, the original pair. This is my theory. So he lost his boot, right? One boot is lost. He had the other boot. Then he took off that one boot and then got a brand new pair, which were Kingfisher's father's boots, right? So I think in Brimstone he's gonna find the other boot, and then he will have two pairs of boots. That's my theory. I hope it's in there.
That would be funny.
So the Netflix film is happening, right? Kelly Hart has a deal with Netflix where they're making a film and turning Quicksilver onto the big screen.
Crazy.
You brought this character to life in a wild, amazing way. If you could cast one person as Kingfisher, do you have an actor or person in mind? If you don't, it's okay. But I mean, you know this voice better than anybody else.
Yeah, that's tough. I really, it's so crazy because, I don't even know who.
It's a tough role to fill.
It's tough.
Because it's such a unique voice.
Yeah, and it's just the character itself, you know, it's, you definitely have to find somebody that can pull off that brooding, you know, sex appeal, you know, but also has that heart underneath all of that. I don't know do you have anybody
have anybody in mind. What I want in a perfect world is they cast somebody and then they put like your like a voiceover right, so you record all the lines and then they like lip sync it basically.
I dub the American voice
right, exactly, and so that way the voice matches the person.
There we go,
right? All the things, all is right in the world. That's
hey, I'd be up for that. I think that'd be great. Yeah,
you should, we can submit it.
That would be like a bonus feature for Netflix.
Yes,
like the original voice dubbing the actor.
I would watch it
on screen.
I would watch it. I'm going to watch it anyways, but I would for sure watch it then. I know this voice. How funny. So when you were recording either Quicksilver or the bonus chapters, aside from the like boot scene, was there a scene that you thought was really funny or that you had trouble recording because you were laughing so hard? Because there are quite a few scenes in the book that are pretty hilarious.
I think the one that it was so funny because it was so short, but I had to pause because I was like, oh, that's really funny and clever, was when Carrion named the sword.
He looks like a Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, because I'm reading it as I'm, you know, like taking down notes and I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. And I started recording that. And then the first try, I was just laughing. I was like, this is so ridiculous. It's so funny.
That's hilarious. But
of course he would.
Yeah, so you know, like Nimrel and all these are like really awesome name swords. It looks like a Simon.
Simon.
Yep.
That one really got to me. And then, I don't know. I think I'm trying to think of any other ones, but definitely that I can remember that had stopped me. Like I had to actually stop recording because I was just laughing. I was like, okay, I'm wasting time. Just
wasting recording minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of laughs, so I don't know if you remember this scene. It's something that I went on for a while in one of our older episodes that in the book, Sarah says Kingfisher laughed for the first time, like a real laugh. And she was like so excited to hear it.
Yeah.
And I wondered why they didn't have you laugh in the moment so we could hear the wonderful laugh that she was resonating with. I was like, but where is the laugh?
Yeah.
Is that something that you can request to put in, right? So like you're reading along and then you're like, he laughed, right? And it was amazing. Mm. Have you ever been like, oh, it would be cool if my character actually laughed in this moment and then requested it? Or is that something that's like very taboo?
That's a good question. I don't know either way. I don't think I requested it and I don't know if they would be against it, but yeah, I guess those are one of those things where I'm just following the directions by the book.
Right.
So and then, there was no highlighted to like add laughter. So I was like, all right, not adding laughter.
And that was my next question. Is it like they can't type ha 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 ha? So is there like insert laugh here, insert sigh here? Like how does that work behind the scenes?
It varies. Sometimes they might kind of send an email out and say, hey, these are specific moments that we would like to capture. Other times it could just be the voice actor who, you know, does it just to kind of get into it and then they might keep it in. So it varies. It kind of varies between projects, but it's never like a no or a definite. So
yeah, for sure.
That's a good thing to maybe.
I'm throwing all the difficult ones at you today.
No, well, not only that, but to keep in mind for the next book to just be like, hey, maybe I might add that in.
Yeah, I feel like you've been in the industry for this long enough and you've made a name for yourself in this industry that I feel like you could be like, I would like a laugh here, right? Like a lot of actors on the big screen, they just throw a line out, right? That's not in the script. And then they are like, oh, we like that. We want to keep it. So I feel like you could do that. You can do anything with confidence.
Yeah, I'll try it out.
Just wing it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
How long did it take you from start to finish to record Quicksilver? Because I know that you said that you, and we can edit this out if it's not correct, but you're going to get Brimstone maybe at the end of summer. Is that correct? And then, and it comes out November 18th. So how long, like, does it take months or just a couple weeks that you have before you have to fully submit that for editing?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember back when I recorded it, how long that actually took. I want to say, see, it was different for me because I think I requested more time because I was finishing up a book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it might have taken around 2 to 3 weeks, I want to say. Maybe a little less than that.
Wow.
Just because, again, for me at that time, I was on something else. And so I needed that extra time to kind of give time to finish that and then hop on to that book. And that seems to be like the story of my life for the last year, really since ACOTAR has just been like, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. I need kind of time to finish these up so it's not too chaotic for
so
for
do
my
you
life.
Do you even really have to audition anymore, or people just they message you and they're like, hey, we want you to do this specific book, or is there like books that you're reaching out for that you are interested in?
It's a little bit of both. Like there are authors that reach out to me, independent authors, there are, you know, Podium itself and other companies will reach out to me where I still have to audition, so they're interested in me.
Yeah.
And then I still have to submit to see if I'm right for the role, see if my voice is right. And then there's others where it's like, hey, we love the voice. Would you do this? You yeah. pretty much got the part. Just if you say yes, you got it.
Yeah, you're in.
You're in. So it's a little bit of kind of both right now. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's yeah, awesome.
It's a lot.
So as far as bonus chapters go, did you mm-hmm. approach Callie about recording those? Did they approach you? Because I feel like it's not very often we get bonus chapters on audio, first right. of all, or if we do get an audio, it's like bundled into the book itself. It's very rare that I have mm-hmm. seen that it's a separate release. It's its own thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're very important bonus chapters. They say so many things about Quicksilver itself and Brimstone. It comes out as well. Mm-hmm. So who brought that up?
I think that was also Podium. I was just another one of those things that I was recording and they're like, hey, bonus chapters, they're getting made. Wanna record? Yes, of course.
Yeah. I say, what happens if you say no?
I don't know. I don't think
they can't replace you.
I don't unacceptable. Think they thought I would say no. I think right. it was just more like, hey, just add this to your to-do list.
Yeah.
Because they knew I was going to definitely say, of right. course. Yeah.
Amazing. So I don't know if you can, but you haven't read Brimstone. Are you able to, or do you have any theories about what might happen in Brimstone? Do you have any thoughts or even wishes of what you want to happen in the next book?
Oh, wow. I don't even.
And I wrote all the things. I got all the yeah. difficult questions for you today.
I mean, it's so interesting, the whole vampire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's weird because, and I think this. It's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine this, where it's just like the books that I act in, I'm now looking through the lens of an actor, and mm-hmm. so it's not even me like. Wishing of the story, even though I love the story, it's right. always just like, oh, I'm like already thinking of what type of vampire characters do I get to bring to life now, if that's right. gonna be a thing. And then where are we gonna go with, you know, the mixing of all this stuff that's happening, and are they gonna go back to try to get her back to her home? Are they going to bring mm-hmm. her brother? Like, there's so many things that I'm just right. like, I'm more of just like, oh, I would love to, yeah, let's go here, let's do that. But yeah, I mean, just the fact that now she's in this predicament where she's like the queen,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be so interesting to see where that goes. So
yeah, it's going to be epic. I have a lot of thoughts about, like, obviously we have a lot of thoughts about what's going to happen in there. One thing we have theorized on, and okay. this is pure speculation because I obviously the book's not out yet. We are theorizing there might be pirates in Brimstone.
Really? Okay.
So, and the reason for this is because in the book, Renfis notes about like the Darn and how, right, it's frozen and then they have to break the ice, things like that. It used to be used for trade. And so, like, he said that like traders would come through and pirates would come through. And I said, hello, pirates? is this foreshadowing? Is this Easter egg here? So if there was pirates, let's say hypothetically there's yes. definitely pirates in book two, do you have a voice in mind for pirates, or do you think that you would have to like conjure something new up with that, or is that something that you have done in the past?
I have done. So there's a book called Secrets of Jane, which is about a pirate who goes after to find a specific person, and it's a group of pirates. And so I do have that in my register or in my mind.
Okay. Kind of, yeah, he's got pirates in the repertoire. Awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Yes.
And so. Then another one that you have to bring to life that I'm very excited to hear is the voice of the Drake, right? Om Nom Shikrai.
Oh, yeah.
Like the dragon. Like what does a dragon even sound like? Was that yeah. difficult for you to bring, like, was that challenging, or were there any other characters, but maybe besides that one, if that one wasn't challenging, that were challenging for you to bring to life in the bonus chapters?
That's a good question, because that one, out of all of them, I really wanted, and even this was something that we discussed, and I wanted to see how deep my voice could go.
Mm-hmm.
Because that character was, I mean, it's a dragon, you know, it's a
right.
dragon.
Right, it's the biggest dragon left, the only dragon left, supposedly.
So that one was a challenge just because I had to prep my voice for that, to go as low as I could go, but also be as
mm-hmm.
big as I could go with that character. So
right.
And I had a lot of fun.
It's deeper than Kingfisher's voice.
Yeah, it has to be, because I wanted to kind of make that like really deep as I could go. So we'll see how it sounds.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
That's why I love Dragon. Awesome. When I saw Dragon, I was like, oh yeah, let's see how far I can push my voice to really, really go deep. So we'll see.
It's going to be good. I'm sure it's going to be great. Yeah. So if I was reading it correctly, so the bonus, like the Kingfisher point of view chapters, you have the gate part one and part two, mm-hmm. and then the fox, the boots, the dress. Mm-hmm. When I read the description, those were the chapters that were coming out. Am I correct that the maze is not in there, or is it in there?
The maze, I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's just those three chapters that.
Okay. And that's what I thought as well. The maze is at the end of like the Kindle Unlimited version.
Oh.
It's not even in like the paperback book that I own. Mm-hmm. So it's in the Kindle one. So I just wasn't sure if that was something that you guys had included, or if you have any thoughts about that, or if you've heard anything about that, or if you even knew about that chapter.
I didn't actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, it's I'll put it in the, I'll send it to you so that way you can read it.
Yeah.
It's based in when Kingfisher was stuck with Malcolm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the oath and the coin that never dropped, right? So he's in basically the maze, right? So he's in the middle of the maze, and he's with all of the millions of coins, and Talladeus is there during that. So it kind of talks a little bit more about like his and Talladeus's relationship, and that like they used to be friends, and there's some new characters that we don't hear lines from, but we hear the name of.
Mm.
So it'll be like, I think that those, I'm guessing that those characters will be in Brimstone. So one of them was a female character, so I think it might be more on Stella, like whether or not she'll be bringing that character to life, because she is going to be in Brimstone with you, as far as I know. So yeah, I'll send you the chapter. Maybe if you want to read them, you can.
Yeah, definitely.
It answers a lot of questions. It brings a lot of things forward. I don't want to give you too many spoilers.
No, yeah, that's good to know, and I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I think you might like to read them. So, which out of the bonus chapters that you did, which one was your favorite?
That's a good one.
Between like the gate and or the fox, the boots, the dress. Part one or part two? Hmm. Or you can mold them together too. That's fine.
Yeah, I think each one has its own one part that I'm just really like excited about. Well, you said we can do spoilers because people have read it, right?
So. Yes. Yeah. Bonus chapters are read. They're out. You can say all the things.
So definitely the introduction to the dragon and them fighting that whole thing, you know, the whole thing of like get it to the other side of the gate.
Yeah.
That was, you know, then again, you know, Carrion and Fisher, Kingfisher meeting up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like, I think every chapter there was something there that I was just like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good to bring to life. Like this is epic. It definitely has like that epic feel, especially around the gate part. Like there's just this epic feeling of this battle.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a battle before, obviously we lost Morel. Like Danya is seen in a different light as well. Right. So like in Quicksilver, we see Danya in such a bad light because we only see her from Saris's perspective. And Danya wasn't there when Saris and Kingfisher were getting to know each other and going through all of these things and all of these moments. So I feel like the bonus chapters really give her a new light. I think that Callie Hart wrote her specifically that way. And I fight for Danya. I want Danya to get Grace. So I fight for her, but I also like fight for Nesta too. So
that's really?
Nesta's my girl. That's just who I am. I get it.
Yeah.
People argue, but I bring receipts. So I think Danya deserves Grace, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay if you don't have it. It's okay if you don't have a favorite one. All of the bonus chapters are my favorite, so I won't judge you if you don't have one.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things that it's just hard because again, as an actor, there's, and I guess that's a testament to like Callie's work and, you know, the books that I've been, you know, just been lucky to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I tell them this, I'm like, the reason why my performance is so good, it's just like I'm reading the words and they're flowing, they've written their characters so well that I'm just amplifying what's on the page.
Yeah.
And so if it wasn't there, it would be harder for me to kind of bring that to life. And so every time I'm doing their work, especially like even the bonus chapters, is like every time I'm reading a chapter, I'm like, oh, that's good. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's really good. So it just makes it, I don't want to say easier, but it definitely helps my performance when it's already there on the page and I'm just like amplifying what's already there. So.
Yeah. Is there a book that you have done where you're like halfway through or quarter through and you are not connecting with it and you have to push through it? Or are you... Does it come easy to you with that? Or like, what do you do if you have a book that you're not really resonating with that well or connecting with?
I wouldn't say that I wasn't resonating with. I think there was a book that it was early in my career that it was like really a long book. And so it's funny because I don't know if you heard this, but like in the voice actor world, they're saying like, there's always a saying that audiobook narrators is like a marathon because.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
why is that?
Because in every other kind of way, whether it be animation or commercials or anything like that, you're kind of in and out. Like you're there for 60 second spot of commercials, so your time on it is very quick. Or even if you're doing an animation, yes, you have a series, but you're there for about an hour or two and then that's it. You're done and you kind of go. Whereas audiobooks is like you're narrating everything. You're also doing all the characters and you're doing this for about, you know, 500, 600, 700 pages, 300 pages. So your voice, the time, everything is stretched out over weeks, days that it takes a lot. It takes a lot to kind of remember and keep that same pace going. And so when I was doing my first book, that was like, I think it was like 500 or 600 pages. And it was just like day 4 or 5. And I was just like, where am I? What's going on?
What's happening? What day is it?
And I got freaked out because I was like, oh my God, wait, why is this character saying this? Oh, right. Because of what happened before and right.
Yeah.
And it was good because I learned from that. And now moving on to like other projects that are a little bit longer, I can write down stuff or do stuff that gets me right back into it.
Yeah. To like be able to categorize it and space it out. Is it normally like a 40-hour work week? Or is it like you work like a couple hours here a day, a couple hours here, there a day? I mean, like talking for 8 to 10 hours a day, I feel like would be a lot.
No. Yeah. And then so you would spread it out. So it'd be like sometimes you do 2 hours one day, 3 hours the next, or if you're a little behind, you do 5 hours one day.
I think you're trying to catch up. You speak from experience. Yeah.
If you're trying to catch up, you're like, all right, today's like a 6 hour day.
Yeah, you got to push through.
Yeah. So it varies, but usually you spread it out and you know, and sometimes you have other things that you're doing. So you might, you know, if you ask for more time, it's usually because you can do 1 or 2 hours for this day and then you might not get back to it to like over a long weekend.
Right.
So you're away from it and then you go back and you're like, oh, wait. Right. That was like 4 days ago. Where am I? What chapter?
Yeah.
What did I say before? And I try to not take a break in between chapters because sometimes, you know, especially if you're ramping up to an emotional scene and you're like, all right, well, I'll come back to this 5 days later. Well, you better make sure that emotion is back when you're there because you may not be able to get there that quick. So I try to finish off an arc where I'm like, okay, this character's intense for like these next 3 chapters. So let me try to finish these 3, take the break that I need to, and then I can come back and it's not as crazy as if I'm like, wait, what's going on? Who died? Yeah. And why am I crying now? And what's going on? So
why am I crying? No, that makes sense. I don't think I've ever thought of it like that. And then do you go on like, do you vocal rest at all? Like I know sometimes in the career that Alyssa and I are in, we talk all day, every day to like so many people that there's times where I'm like, I can't, I'm not saying words right now. I need a moment. So are you ever on vocal rest?
Only if I'm doing a lot of yelling. So if there's a chapter where there is a lot of yelling, I know my voice the next day will not be... It needs at least a day to kind of recover.
Yeah.
To just smooth it out. Like I could do it, but I'm just like, if I can give myself a day, I'll put myself on a day of vocal rest. Don't speak. Don't take phone calls. Just get it right back.
Yeah.
Get it ready for the next.
Text only.
text only. Text
yeah,
only.
No, because... no speaking. Okay. All right. And then do you have family that, or like friends that are in the, like, that read and love Quicksilver as much as the, like, the Quicksilver fandom does, or are they not really in the romantasy kind of thing? The reason I'm asking this question is because I want to know if people try to get out secrets from you about the next book. Or if you have to keep it under like lock and, I know you have to keep it under lock and key, but are people trying?
I definitely have friends who are into romanticism in general. Mm-hmm. And they are like ecstatic that I'm even voicing some of these books. They're like, oh yeah, my God, that's crazy. They're actually asking like, what book am I doing next?
So that's a good question. Do you have a book that you are working on right now that you can tell us?
I can't tell us.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But that's exactly the question that they would ask. They'd be like, what book? I can't say right now. But nothing in particular for like Quicksilver or ACOTAR, but they're always asking for that. They're always just like, and it's so funny because they're so nice about it. Like they're like, okay, the first time I got it to a spicy scene, it was a little odd because I know you since like we were kids. So
right.
It's weird. But I got over it and it's fine. It's the character. It's
yeah.
Fine. So
yeah, they were able to separate it.
That was interesting. Okay. The first time that they heard that, they were just like, you did a great job. I just listened to the first spicy scene. I needed a minute. Okay. I'm back.
That's awesome. Was it hard for you to get into that kind of stuff? Because I know that you said at first you weren't doing the romanticy audio when you did it take you a while to get used to that kind of stuff? Are you used to it now, or is it still a little like weird sometimes, or where are you at with those kind of scenes? Because there's some pretty crazy ones in all of these series.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny because I don't think I was ever like, oh, how am I going to do it? I think I was more nervous of like, I hope I'm doing this fine.
Right.
And then it was just confident of like, yeah, no, I get where it should go. So yeah, it was never really... You know, you have those moments where there are some spicy scenes and I'm just laughing at myself. I'm like, you know, because I'm in a box by myself.
Right.
Imagining that I have to connect. And so I'm just like, this is so... yeah. The camera right now, it just looks so weird of just like having this like, you know, one-on-one moment with the air and just being like making believe that I have to connect to somebody that's not there. So, but
that's hilarious.
Yeah. But it's, I have fun with those scenes because I know that, you know, that's part of the gig. That's part of the gig. So I never really looked at it as like,
yeah,
what is this? It's just like, yeah, that's the whole part of this. So
amazing. Well, and you've set high expectations for a lot of men out there like with the voice. Because there's now a lot of like women that are like husband or spouse or partner, like, here's this voice. I would like you to mimic it, please, and thank you. So you have set expectations pretty high with that. So we know that we've done a great job. All the scenes are wonderful.
Thank you.
Oof, I don't know if you knew that. There's like women out there that are like, okay, so there's this voice. Here's, I'm going to play it for you right now. Yeah. This is what I need you to sound like.
Match this voice.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny. I saw some TikToks where like their husbands are trying to match my voice and they're trying to read the same like thing. So I'm always just like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
Are there some where you're like, oh, that's not bad?
Yeah, there's some where I'm like, yeah, that actually almost sounds close.
Kind
to
of works.
I did. Yeah. Wow.
Don't tag him. You need job security.
Yeah.
Don't share that.
Right. Right.
Don't share those ones. No, that's awesome. I do see some online where it's they're playing the video or the audio of it to their like their husband or whatever for the first time ever.
Yes.
And you just see the husband's facial expression like
shocked.
What's happening? Yeah. What are you listening to?
What is this? Yeah. It's always first line. What is this?
What is this? Where did this come from?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing. So would you be willing to do one of the lines for us from either Quicksilver or the bonus chapters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Whenever you're ready, our Kingfisher line.
I got it in Kingfisher mode. All right. You have no idea what she is, what she could be. You should call her Majesty. You've got me, little Osha, and I've got you.
I'm going to pass away. R.I.P. Dallas. Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Good lines. Good lines.
Round of applause. Woo!
Very good lines.
Wild. I'm on cloud nine. I don't know. Where do we go from here? That was fabulous. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's
oh my gosh.
Very good line. Very good line.
That was amazing. Woo. That was awesome. Okay. Thank you for doing that. I'm so happy right now. So thank you again for being on our podcast.
Thank you.
The bonus chapters come out on July 1st. They are for sale on Audible. I don't know if they're still on sale. They were on sale a little bit earlier. They were less than $2. So there's no excuses for you guys not to get this. Other than the fact that they are an amazing chapters and you should read them and then listen to them and then read them while you listen to them once more. That's my advice for you. So my name is Dallas and thank you for watching Goodish Girls. Do you want to sign us off, Anthony?
Hi, this is Anthony. You've been listening to me on the Goodish Girls podcast and I had a great time. Come on, subscribe. Listen to more episodes. They're fun and I had a great time on here. You can follow me on social media on pretty much I'm the same on every one of them. It's at Ann Palmini. And again, thanks for listening.
Can't get enough of the Goodish Girls? Follow us on social media for sneak peeks at our upcoming episodes and bonus content.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online, or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.